On Midwest Week, a child care crisis in the Quad Cities. I'm Herb Trix, and my guest this week is Sarah Ritter, business reporter for the Quad City Times. Your recent big story for the Times was about a child care crisis in the Quad Cities, and what prompted you to do that?
Well, it's actually kind of interesting. Last fall, we had an editorial board meeting that was prompted by a bunch of daycare and child care providers and the YMCAs, school districts, mostly on both sides, really, Iowa and Illinois. And they wanted to talk to our editorial board, and I sat in on it because they're really all coming together. They realize that they have similar problems in keeping employees and providing quality, affordable care. And so they really came to us with the idea, and they already kind of had kickstarted this initiative to start addressing these issues.
And who are some of these organizations again?
So there are the YMCAs, Scott County, Family Y, Two Rivers. There's Head Start, Friendly House. I could go on and on, honestly. There's probably a dozen different stakeholders at the table, and I talked to a lot of them, and as well as Davenport School District is getting a little bit involved, and the colleges as well, Black Hawk College, the community colleges.
Okay. And what sort of ages are we talking about here, Sarah? When we talk about child care, is it just infants? Does it include teenagers or what?
So most of the providers in the area that I spoke with, they provide kind of child care for that 0 to 5. But the organizations that are really promoting more access to quality, affordable child care, they really say it's needed for 0 to 12. They don't really want those 4th and 5th graders home alone, as you can imagine, even though that kind of seems to be where parents stop paying for it because it's just not worth it anymore. They think they can watch their siblings or whatever. But a lot of them right now in the area that I spoke with, I'm sure there are others that offer the older ages too, and there are, kind of 0 to 5, and infant age is what is especially hard to find care for is what I'm hearing.
And how about third shift? Does anyone offer third shift, or is that really, really hard compared to the other stuff that's just difficult to find?
Yeah, that's one of the biggest challenges is people out in the county and then people who are working overnight third shift. I interviewed a mom who works third shift, and it took her, she said, years to find care that would, and she still hasn't found care that really covers third shift. She takes them to a home provider and then kind of goes back and forth between multiple providers because she can't find anyone who covers that. So a lot of places are open like 6:30 to 6:30, but it's hard to find workers who will work that third shift, and it's hard to stay open that long.
And is there any sort of average child or average family or however you gauge it that's dealing with this child care problem?
I think it's everyone in both Illinois and Iowa and across the country. Of course, if you're low income, it's harder to find affordable care. But I think everybody is struggling to some degree to find care that's near their work, near their home, that's open the hours that they need, that has the services that they can trust. There are a lot of providers in the area, but studies show that we're still in a child care desert, especially in Scott County, because it's 3.2 children per every child care slot available. So that's not counting grandparents that are watching kids or, you know, parents who are staying home and watching their kids. So it's a little bit high probably, but still, if you really consider even half of that, it's still not every child is getting the care that they need.
Okay. Now, you wrote about the loss of child care programs in this area. Why have so many disappeared?
Yeah, so that's kind of still a question that these different nonprofits and organizations are trying to answer. About a year and a half ago, Iowa, on the Iowa side alone, had more regulations for child care providers. The state licensed is basically all I'm talking about. And that became more expensive. It became harder for people to meet those regulations, so people just started shutting centers down. So Scott County, in the past 5 years, lost 45% of its licensed care programs. And so there are different reasons for that. Also, the employees don't make much money, so it's hard to find the workers, it's hard to stay open. And there are different sort of reasons too.
And wouldn't it be hard to find employees even if the economy weren't going great guns? I mean, haven't I read that somewhere too?
Yeah, I think that's a good point. Of course, everyone is struggling to find employees right now with low unemployment in all industries. But it's interesting, this when they first came to the Quad City Times table to talk about this, this group is really collaborative. They work together a lot, but they realized that they were all having the same problem hiring workers. I think it's gotten worse with low unemployment, but I think that you're right that it's been a problem for a long time, and it's not a career path that you're really taught to pursue. You know, I didn't really consider early education. Everybody thinks about being a teacher, but it's not something that colleges are promoting so much, and you don't need that much training for it, but it is a cost. And then, you know, they just can't pay good wages. They pay really low wages, minimum wage to $12, $13 an hour for people with significant amount of training.
Okay. Now, remind me, Sarah, why do I care about this? I mean, for those of us that don't have children, that don't worry about this on a daily basis, why do we care?
Yeah, and I'm in that boat. You know, I probably wouldn't imagine that I would care about childcare, but after hearing about just sort of the ripple effect is what one person I interviewed said on the entire economy. If you think about it, these are the next high school graduates. These are the next college graduates. They're our next CEOs, legislators. It really is the first steps to developing a workforce. Childcare, you know, the importance, everybody kept saying, you know, it's not just babysitting. It's really developing those soft skills that I hear from employers all the time. They have problems finding adults who don't have these soft skills, who don't know how to show up on time, who can't, you know, keep a job and those sorts of things. That's really, it starts at 0 to 5 is where your personality is developed and all these different things, how you handle crises and all these different things. So, and then, you know, there are studies that show just the impact on if a parent has to skip work because their kid can't be in daycare, then they're risking their job. That affects businesses. That affects taxpayers. So it really does affect the entire economy, and it's our future as well. So, you know, this is what these are people are saying is even if you don't have kids, we should all really care about this.
Okay. So what can be done about all this? Are there any possible solutions? Do we need to go to Des Moines and Springfield, or is it something that we have to pretty much focus on right here?
I think both. I think this group in the Quad Cities, they're really kind of tackling it from a lot of different angles. The Iowa Women's Foundation has chosen childcare to tackle as one of its top priorities because so many communities across the state have said, this is what we really care about right now. So they have a really kind of thorough list of things that they're tackling, which is building more childcare centers, bringing businesses to the table so that they offer childcare as part of a benefits package or they offer on-site childcare, creating more programming, after-school programs, you know, filling in the third shift, expanding childcare hours. These are some of the things that different groups are looking at. And then, you know, people want to directly say that, you know, it's the state's responsibility to do this, but I think, you know, improvements maybe could be made in how reimbursements for childcare assistance are done. And different things like that. So really, they're tackling it from a lot of different angles, state level, locally, trying to bring the colleges in to promote this more, and businesses as well.
And how about state regulation? I mean, you mentioned earlier that the state of Iowa especially has come up with more stringent regulations and fees and things. And yet every time you read a horror story, you think, you know, why wasn't somebody on the ball there? Why weren't, you know, they being investigated or supervised or inspected or something like that?
Yeah, that's a good question. And the regulations that have changed in the past few years are making it really difficult is it's more training is required for childcare providers. And so that's making it harder for people to afford to get that training and then, you know, pay off debt or whatever they need to do with these low wages. So that's what they're addressing right now is kind of a top priority. I think that, you know, childcare assistance, maybe they believe that could be improved as well. But, you know, yeah, I think the regulations, nobody really had problems with how licensed facilities are regulated. They say they need regulations, but there just needs to be funding underpinned so that they can actually implement these changes.